Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
To make the quad squad, Carolina can't lose to anyone but Duke. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Ironically, the Tar Heels may not have to beat the Blue Devils at home or away to sneak into the back door of the NCAA tournament. Right now, they are on the bubble with not a very secure grip. The old RPI is turned into the complicated net rankings, which measures every college basketball team's record, who they beat, who they lost to, and where those games were played. For example, to earn a variable Quad 1 win, a team has to defeat a Quad 1 opponent at home or on a neutral court or on the road for the most value. Carolina's net ranking is 46, but the record is more telling. Last year, not a single team lacking a Quad 1 win was invited to the Big Dance. Only two teams that beat one or two Quad 1s or 2s made it. UNC has only a Quad 2 win at home over Michigan and missed Quad 1 chances against Purdue, Tennessee, and Kentucky on neutral courts. The blowouts at Miami and Wake Forest obviously did not help. Right now, the unusually weak ACC is cannibalizing itself since most conference wins lack value. Clemson was a bounce away from a huge Quad 1 win at Duke Tuesday, but wasn't hurt by a close loss. So Carolina has two cracks at the top 10 Blue Devils, and winning either or both would likely guarantee an NCAA bid. Only the home game against FSU on February 12 and the visit to Virginia Tech a week later loom as Quad 1 or Quad 2 opportunities that could boost the Tar Heels' chances. In the past, when up to eight ACC teams were headed for the postseason, conference games meant much more. While the Heels can still play their way off the bubble by raking up wins, losing any other conference game like the one Saturday against NC State and Tuesday night at Louisville could prove deadly. At 14-6, they have to win at least eight more games and pick up at least a Quad 1 win. Of course, there is still the ACC tournament, which awards its champion an automatic NCAA bid. As it stands, most of the members will be looking to put on that Cinderella slipper. And if Duke were to get knocked off early, the other 14 teams would all have a chance to live that dream. This is Archansky. See ya.